and recently herself. Also for wisdom and strength and courage, so that she and her friend can tell a teacher. Praise God. This is some of those crazy things that go on in the earth. So we're definitely going to lock into that. And then also, Sister Shantavia has a coworker who has been, he's got bad digestive problems. And the doctors can't figure out what's going on, but we know the great physician. Hallelujah. So she let him know that we're going to pray for him tonight, and afterwards he's going to be healed, bless God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then we have Nikki. Nikki, praise God. Nikki's here tonight, so we're going to lay hands on Nikki. Praise God. Rebuke this thing off of him. Stuff be going around and just landing anywhere. Just refuse to let it rest comfortably in your body. Come against it. Treat it like an enemy. Hallelujah. Treat it like it stole something from you, because it did. It's trying to steal your health. Praise God. Fight back. Fight back with the word. What word? He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace was upon him, and with his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. Fight back. Fight back. Fight back. Resist the devil, and the devil will flee. Amen. So we're going to take an opportunity to receive an offering, and then we're going to cover these prayer requests and try and get to the word. Isaiah 53, if you could put that on the board while we're getting ready to, excuse me, while we're getting ready to receive the offering. Go ahead and prepare. If you're making God a check, make it out to TFT, Tom Frank Tom. Don't put Tom Frank Tom, but T as in Tom, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, or you could write out Threshing Floor Tabernacle if you so desire. Hallelujah. And if you don't have it and you need a job, we're going to pray for you tonight and believe God that he will open up a door and you'll get the job. If you need a raise, we believe God that you'll get a raise. If you need a promotion, we're going to pray and ask God to give you a promotion. Hallelujah. Glory. If you got a business, we're going to pray for the success of that business. Praise God. You're supposed to prosper and be in health. Even as your soul prospers, you're supposed to be blessed. I mean, God is on your side. How can you be cursed when God is for you? Don't you know what Balaam told Balak? He said, man, God has blessed these people. I cannot curse what God has blessed. I've tried. I've come at them, and every time I come at them, a blessing comes out of my mouth rather than a curse. I'm sorry. I've cursed many people, and it's come to pass, but I can't put a curse on these here because God has blessed them. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what you tell your adversary. You can't curse who God has blessed. So we're going to pray for your blessing in Jesus' mighty name. If you, we do have electronic giving as well. Sister Lauren is not, is she here in the back or somewhere? If anyone needs to give electronically, she's in the back. But you can also go on your smartphone, 73256. Text TFT Luke, L-U-K-E, 638, space, put a dollar sign, and $1,000, $100, or $10, or $5, or, you know, you got to put at least $5, I think. And hit that send button. It'll come back with a string or stream or whatever you call that link. Push that link. It'll take you in. You fill out your information. And once you fill it out, it's there. And then you just start having fun with it. It's like candy. You just, every time you want to, it just goes right through the process. And it just happens so quickly and so conveniently, you just keep doing it. Praise God. But it's another way to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We try and accommodate with today's technology without taking away from the sincerity of and the sacredness of bringing your offerings before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Has everyone given who's going to give? Bless God. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. I believe that the Lord is going to release his healing power in such a great way. And we are right there to where all will be healed. Nobody goes away carrying what they brought, but all will be healed in Jesus' name. That people will be sons and daughters of God will be more motivated to bring in the sick. Do you know there was a time where hospitals allowed ambulances to come and take the patients and bring them to healing meetings? And you had ambulances parked outside the tent meetings, and they're rolling the people in on their sick bed, many of them on their deathbed, and they come in and they get healed. God can do it again. Amen. Amen. What is it? AMR? AMR can go and just, you know, hey, before we go to the hospital, because it don't look like they're going to make it. What day is it? Wednesday. What time is it? 7:30. Oh, I know where we can go. Let's just stop by here. We're just on the way. We ain't got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Those days are coming back where everyone gets healed. Hallelujah. For the glory of God. People are urging their loved ones, come, come and be prayed for and get healed. And then as rivers going into the desert, taking healing with you and praying for the sick, and the sick get healed. And when they start persecuting us, we go everywhere preaching the word, miracles breaking out everywhere, God being glorified. Hallelujah. God can do it again. God can do it again. Hallelujah. Don't let this present life be so overwhelming that you think that change will never come. Change is coming. Hallelujah. As crazy as it is out there, change is coming. The adversary knows that his time is short because change is coming. Wreaking havoc on lives, destroying families, doing everything that he possibly can to take as many to hell with him. But change is coming because God, he loves us all. Hallelujah. It's not God's will that any perish, but all come to repentance. He wants to make sure people get an opportunity to receive Jesus. If they reject him, that's on them. But he wants them all to have an opportunity. Amen? All right. We've received the offering. Praise God. But he, hallelujah, it's somewhere up here. It's in the, excuse me 1 second. Isn't that pretty good? But he, who is he? We were talking about it last week. As the Ethiopian eunuch is going back to Ethiopia and he's traveling and he's reading, and the passage that he's reading is the passage that we're in right now, Isaiah 53, and he's reading after a celebration and he's like, man, who is he talking about? And the Holy Ghost quickens Philip to catch up to that chariot. And he catches up and he asks him, do you understand what you're reading? And he says, how can I unless somebody helps me? And he invites him to come on up. And he looks at the passage that he's reading. And then he begins to preach from that point Jesus to him. So the he is Jesus. But he, was wounded for our transgressions. Now back up to verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men. Don't ever let rejection move you. We have too many people that have become victim to rejection. Nobody likes to be rejected, but even in being rejected, don't let rejection get the best of you. Rejection is not the end for you. Everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to receive you. Everybody's not going to want to befriend you. Everybody's not going to want to be with you. Get used to it. People are going to say all manner of evil about you. Get used. If you're going to stand for Christ, now if you're going to flow with the crowd, yeah, they're going to love you. But when you stand for Jesus, people are going to reject you. They're not going to like you. Not everybody. Some people will. And it's not so much that you're doing something bad. It's just who you represent, who you stand for. The world, the system, the devil hates Jesus. But Jesus was rejected. He was despised, but it didn't stop him. What do you mean it didn't stop him? He still fulfilled the will of the Father. His own family came against him, but it did not stop him. The religious leaders came against him, but it did not stop him. The powers, the governing authorities came against him, but it didn't stop him. He kept going. He was despised, thought very little of, disrespected, but he kept going. It says, he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with, familiar with grief. That word grief there is not just the grief that we know. When we think of grief, we think of what? Death, mourning, if you will. Deep mourning. This grief means sickness. It means malady. It means calamity. This grief, it means anxiety, worry, fear, doubt, malady, sickness, disease, catastrophe, setbacks, letdowns, devastation. He let none of it move him. He lives in us. Did you get that? He let none of that move him. He lives in us. If it didn't move him and he's in us, stuff can't move us unless we allow it. But he's saying, no, resist this thing. Stand up to this thing. Stand up for what is right. Do what is right. Do things my way. Acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Isn't that something? When you know, Jesus knows what his mission and his assignment is, and he's not doing this for himself. He's not doing this to make himself a name or a reputation, if you will. He's doing this for you and I. And yet, in all that he's doing, we hide from him. We hide our faces. Well, we weren't there. If we were there, we would have been in that pack too. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, here we go again, and we esteemed him not. The Ethiopian eunuch is reading this, and it's like, man, who is he talking about? What is this that's happening? And the thing of it is it represents the entire world that was against Christ. Now go back to verse 5. Remember the words grief? Go back again. Yeah. Grief and sorrows. Verse 4. Surely, truly, he hath borne or carried our griefs. So it wasn't like Jesus was just mourning and, you know, in sadness and sorrow because of his own condition or situation. It was our griefs and it was our sorrows. So it was our malady. It was our anxiety. It was our catastrophe that he was carrying. It wasn't his own. He wasn't in the wrong place at the wrong time, hanging around the wrong people. You know, he wasn't just, you know, in the, you know, just a criminal, if you will. He did nothing to deserve what he did. That was for us. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken. This is what our, oh, God is getting him. He did something wrong. Something must be wrong with that person. This is how we do with people when they go through bad stuff. You must have did something wrong. You must have sinned. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. You hear it, you hear it, you hear it, but let it get into your spirit. The chastisement, the beating that he took was for our peace. And was the chastisement for our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are Rapha. That's what that word healed is. Rapha. Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. Now, some people believe that that healing is just spiritual. And the healing is simply of the sinful lifestyle. But let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Go down to verse 16. When the even was come, or the evening, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils and he cast out the spirits with his word. The spirits are the devils that were possessing the people that came to him. They brought unto him the many that were brought to him. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Say the days are coming back. Call it back. Come on, call it back. Call it back. We call back the days where everybody gets healed, Lord God. Nobody walks away with the sickness, the malady. Nobody walks away with the anxiety. Nobody walks away full of distress and discouragement because of a calamity, a disastrous thing that has happened to them. No, no, no. It says, and healed all that were sick. Next verse. And then we're done. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah. Isaiah is Isaiah. Isaiah is the prophet we just left in Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah the prophet saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He's talking about carrying our sorrows and our griefs. It's not just the spiritual, it's the physical, it's the mental, it's the emotional. And the days of all being healed, we call back into our time, into our day, into our city, into our ministry, into our lives, and the lives of those around us in Jesus' mighty name. I mean, if we're going to call some things that be not And so they are. Let us call healing in the name of Jesus. Let us call deliverance. Let us call freedom. Let us call salvation in the wonderful name of Jesus. Let's call the multitudes that are in the valley of decision that they will make the right decision for the Lord. We stand in the gap for our loved ones, and rightly so. And we're not just going to let them go, but we'll continue to mention their names before the Lord. But in the meantime and in between time, waiting on them to come in, we're going after others because we want all to be healed. God wants all to be healed. Is he not the same yesterday, today, and forever? See, this is what we're pressing for. This is what we're going after. So that when people come in, they get healed. At the door, driving into the parking lot. Whoa, what happened to me? They get filled with the Holy Ghost just driving past the place. Do you know, not everybody has responded, but people drive by this place daily and they look over here and they're very curious about what's happening in here. Some of them are bold enough to make the stop and come in and taste and see what's happening. Others keep passing by, but the day is coming where all who pass by are going to whip a U-turn and come on into this parking lot and come on into this place and fill this place to where every seat is filled, standing room only. People on the outside are trying to get inside because they've heard what God is doing in our midst. He's healing all who are oppressed and harassed by the devil because God was with him and God is with us. Hallelujah. 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 We know our daddy can heal. We press through till he heals. Praise God. Amen. I mean, why is he going to just sit back there and say, yeah, I can do it if I want to. Yeah, I can do it if I want to, but I don't want to. Why you don't want to? We don't even have to get in that kind of discussion. You're a good, 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 good daddy. Hallelujah. You're a good, good, good daddy. Now, come on, release that healing power. Release it now in Jesus' name. Our God is a God of miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Matthew's talking about the gospel of Jesus, and he's like, no, man, Jesus was healing everybody. All of them got it. Now, there were times where Jesus couldn't do many mighty works, couldn't do many miracles, healings. He did some, but he couldn't do many. And it was because of the heart of the people. Hardened, wouldn't receive. They looked at him in the natural. This is a carpenter's son. This is Mary's boy. We know his brothers and his sisters. They're right here with us. They're just as messed up as we are. Sorry. And they couldn't receive from him. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious people who felt like they knew, they couldn't receive from him. Who does he think he is? He hasn't been to our schools. They said the same thing about his disciples. Peter and John, when they had imprisoned them, and they were like, we know these are some ignorant men. Don't nobody get offended. But I was listening to President Trump, and I was listening to King, I can't hear you preach. No, not Bashar al-Assad, King of Jordan. King Abdullah, he's very polished. He's a warrior. He believes in fighting, getting out there and fighting with his men. He's a warrior, very polished. And you listen to many of the polished politicians, and they're very polished in what they do, you know, as far as speaking, and they know the words, and they know all of the laws and things like that, and so they can speak with eloquence and all. Donald Trump is just, he's very smart, very intelligent, but you can miss him because he's very plain and common language, and he's like, what are you going to do? You're going to draw another red line? Well, you know me, I don't tell you what I'm going to do. I'm paraphrasing. I don't tell you what I'm going to do. But this is, well, did he cross the red line? He's crossed many lines with me. Well, I used to think one way, but I'm flexible now. And the way he talks is just common language. And, you know, only a commoner, I shouldn't say only a commoner, because I believe he can't speak on an intellectual level, because these leaders are looking at him and they know this man means what he says. He's not all talk. You know, he may not be a polished politician, because you listen to King Abdullah and he's very eloquent in speaking. And you listen to President Trump and he's like dropping bombs. You know. But you know he's serious. And he's like, yeah, my views have changed now. The reason I say that is I think I kind of lost that train of thought. There was something I was going to say there. It was pretty good, too, in regards to that. Anyways, let's stand on our feet. Yeah, he'll bring it back. I'll release the pressure off of the brain, and then it'll come to me. And it's like, well, this is what I meant. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Lucie, you going to bring an offering? I'll join in with you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, let's go ahead and pray as we present the offerings to the Father. I'm going to stop it right there. Hallelujah. Master, we thank you for the privilege and opportunity of being able to present to you these offerings of your sons and daughters. Thank you for our guests tonight. We thank you for all that you're doing, everything that you've done, and everything that you're about to do. Lord, we believe you're about to move upon these prayer requests that we're about to present before you. And even as we pray for those who may need jobs, raises, promotions, those who need a breakthrough, those who need just, you know, Lord God, peace in their hearts and in their minds concerning matters, you're able to keep us at perfect peace when we keep our minds stayed on you because we trust in you. For those that are having to make difficult decisions at this point in time and juncture in their lives, we pray that you will give them the wisdom that comes only from above, pure and peaceable, yielding fruit. Father, grant unto your sons and daughters everything that they need. In Jesus' mighty name, we come into agreement with Sister Michaela for her and her classmate. Father, we pray that this abuse will cease in the name of Jesus. We cover her friend, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life, and we pray for her angel. Sister Michaela, let her know that the angel of the Lord encamps about her, and that she has an angel to watch over her and protect her from all hurt, harm, and danger. And when danger tries to come her way, tell her to call on that angel to guard and watch over and shield her and protect her in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we release that angel right now over her life in her home. We pray for safety in her home. We pray for peace in her home. We pray that, Lord God, the father will come to his senses and stop abusing his wife, her mom. Stop abusing the child in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we pray that this father will come to his senses, that you'll deliver him. Deliver him from violence. Deliver him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We break that violent spirit off of him. We command that thing to flee from him. We rebuke anger in Jesus' mighty name. no matter how it entered, no matter how long it's been with him, you are able to deliver. We pray that he's delivered from anger, he's delivered from violence, he's delivered from abusing his family in Jesus' name. If he lifts his hand again, Lord, by the angel of the Lord, grab that hand and let him not strike neither the mom nor the daughter in Jesus' name. We pray for divine intervention that this thing, Lord God, will cease. And if it does not cease, Father, that the authorities will be there to protect that young girl. And we pray for that mother that she will come to her senses and not live in an abusive relationship. If he will not repent, if he will not cease, then you will set them free from him in Jesus' mighty name until he turns around, until he comes to his senses. We pray this now in Jesus' name. We wage the good warfare. We fight the good fight for their freedom, for their deliverance, Lord God, from the fear, from the abuse, from the mistreatment, from the yelling, from the cursing, from all manner of abuse. Deliver them tonight, Father. Deliver this family tonight in the name of Jesus. Divine intervention. Angel of the Lord, encamp about this young girl. Angel of the Lord, encamp about this young girl. Let her know that you are with her. Let her know that you're there to protect her. Let her know that you've been sent by Almighty God to watch over her and keep her in all her ways from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we pray for salvation in that entire household, that the whole household will be saved in Jesus' name. Father, we come in agreement with Sister Shantavia regarding her co-worker. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will heal him of the digestive problems that he's having. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, if he's putting anything in his body that is not right, that he will begin to eat right, Lord God, and that you'll heal his stomach, heal his esophagus, heal him, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over his life. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray that you will make all things good. You are the healer. Father God, we are just the point of contact right now. Send forth your word now and heal him and deliver him from this matter. Deliver him from destruction. Restore his digestive system. Restore it to wholeness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory and the honor and the praise that when he does go to the doctor will say, I don't see anything wrong because there is nothing wrong. And even he himself will know that he has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Nikki. Come in, Nikki. We lift up Nikki. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life. We rebuke this fever. We cancel the assignment of pneumonia. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray for your healing power and virtue to come upon him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet in his lungs. Lord God, we take authority and dominion over this right now. Sickness, you have to go. Sickness, you have to go. Sickness, you have to go. Healing spring forth speedily, speedily, speedily in Jesus' name. I rebuke this temperature. I rebuke this fever by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we call forth the days where all are healed in Jesus' name, including little Nikki, that he's healed inwardly. He's healed in his lungs. He's healed in his mind. He's healed in his physical body by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach, be healed, Nikki. and be made whole. Oh, glory, 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 glory. We cancel pneumonia. We cancel its assignment. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And everybody who agreed said, so, Master, we thank you. Bless the offerings. Bless your sons and daughters. Prosper them. May they lack no good thing, but you abundantly supply everything. May you be glorified. May the sons and daughters of God be edified, and all of our enemies be terrified at what you're doing in the earth. Now I pronounce the blessing of the Lord over each and every one of you, that the Lord our God, the Lord Jehovah, his son Yeshua HaMashiach, bless you and will keep you, will make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, will lift up his countenance on you and will give you his peace. The name of the Lord be on you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else, you may prosper and you may be in health, even as your soul prospers, that the gates of hell will not prevail against you, but you will conquer the gates of hell, because you're the church of the living God and the pillar and ground of truth. The Lord bless you, bless the works of your hands, order your steps, direct your path, and guide you with this eye, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you for coming out tonight. Make sure you greet our guests. We love you all, and we will see you Sunday, if not sooner. Hallelujah.